Good morning, I'm Liam Elder Connors with VPR News. Attorneys general from multiple states, including Vermont, are supporting a lawsuit that challenges the federal government's asylum policy. The suit, filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, asked the court to suspend a policy that requires people only make asylum claims at official ports of entry. Vermont's one of 11 states that signed a brief in support of the lawsuit. Ella Spotswoods is Vermont's Deputy Solicitor General.
This amicus brief is defending the country's asylum law, which says that regardless of how you enter the country, you have the right to claim asylum if you have a credible fear of persecution in your home country.
The brief also says the administration's rule creates inhumane conditions at the border, which causes harm to states. Police have charged two people in connection with the vandalism of a downtown Burlington mural earlier this fall. The mural features a number of famous Vermonters, but omits people of color who have played a role in the state's history. The Burlington City Council said the mural should be replaced, but can stay up through 2022. The Vermont Agency of Transportation will receive $20 million to rehabilitate the state's railways. VT Digger reports the money comes from the federal government. It'll go towards rebuilding or replacing 31 rail bridges along 53 miles of railway between Rutland and Bennington. The L.L. Bean store in Burlington will be opening early tomorrow for what it calls a sensory-friendly shopping experience. Mariah Keat is the store's outdoor program and outreach leader, and she came up with the idea. She says it was inspired by childhood friends with autism disorders.
We understand that our customers come in all shapes, sizes, and backgrounds, and you know, we want to help make both our store and the outdoors more accessible to everyone.
They'll do that by dimming lights, turning off music and flashing screens, and moving scented objects to one area of the store until 10 a.m. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.